Her eyes were very big,
really bright.
multicolored eyes, which was strangely bizarre. One brown eye and one bright blue eye.
So you kind of got that sense that the electricity was on, plugged in and charged the night before. And probably it had more cups of coffee than you had.
Really white, straight teeth.
Long, dark, almost black.
Gorgeous hair that looked good even if when it was wet and like drenched with chlorine.
Not tall.
Like the best body I'd ever seen.
Athletic.
Like real wiry, underweight.
So tan all over. Could wear anything.
A lot of chacos.
And make it look cool.
There's this one time where I said we should get lunch sometime. And then I remember turning to my friend and saying, wow, knows me, chose me, looked into my eyes and decided that I was worthy.
I had never met before. Got me some food from the grill, and we sat down and just had a 45-minute conversation.
Getting to do something one-on-one like that was, felt really important and special.
I mean, who talks to a stranger for 45 minutes? I don't. And we had a really nice conversation.
And did everything on campus.
He also
was nice and was
had a 4-point
head of the youth
something
group
GPA,
and was friends
the
with everyone. And I
salutatorium of
didn't meet a single
graduating
person who
class,
didn't like me.
and
Really smart and read a lot.
scored a
Shade and
perfect
painted.
1600 on SATs.
And then on the Frisbee team,
he did
I was
acting
really
like as a high
quite
schooler
good.
in Shakespeare plays.
Three
It was
time
drama.
He was one of the best in the nation, or
Shakespeare
state
and
champion,
that
could have
kind of
been
blew me out of the water, but
is
also just
in
interacting
cross
with friends is
country
one of the best
and
in
ran
the triangle
like a
at least.
machine.
A friend who
and cool
he works
taste
in
in
Hollywood
music
now,
and
he
played
was like
the
kind of a budding
ukulele.
filmmaker, and
Really funny.
they'd make these really funny
She had a great sense of humor.
films
When
together.
it's out of the ordinary, it's extraordinary.
We were in the breakfast room at the college that we went to, and I had an apple that I was eating. For whatever reason, I said something and she was like, pretend angry. We were at a table with our friends and she threw the apple across the room. I would never pick up someone's apple and throw it across the room and then be okay with it and think it was funny. I would feel so guilty. But she just sort of did whatever she wanted to do and people thought she was cool.
Came from New York to Florida and very much tried to carry the same kind of attitude of, I'm from New York, I'm better than this, I'm better than the South.
Very secure with herself.
So nonchalant and aloof.
Never not on. So I always assumed it's just forever on and friends with everyone.
She drove a Jeep in high school, and that was unique and cool. I'm trying to remember if I ever got to ride in the Jeep. I know I wanted to. And I might have gotten to once. And if it did, it was probably a very short. I don't remember going anywhere.